Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Washington? Good morning. It's a Wednesday, December, what are we, 18? December 18th, a week away from Christmas. Life is on a bullet train, man. 2024, happy holidays to everybody. We are the Junkies. It's the Bish and EB show this week. We got one more tomorrow, and then, of course, we got the holiday show Friday. And then EB will be off and running for a couple weeks off.
What are you doing? Like, who's working next week?
It's JP and I next week, and then I'm going to take some days off. So then Cakes, I believe Cakes and JP will be in. Mm. I don't know. I'm confused by that.
Mm. All right.
But
nobody's going to be working, obviously, at Christmas.
Yeah. We're off next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets a little confusing, but we get through it, right?
Hell yeah.
By the way, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, the Team 980, 910 The Fan down in Richmond. And you're watching us, if you choose, on the Monumental Sports Network. All presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC tech or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team. We've got four guests today. We've got Ricky Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's a columnist for 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk to him about the Commanders at 7. Adam Kaplan is an NFL insider for SiriusXM and Pro Football Network. We'll get to him in the 8 o'clock hour. Preview that the big game Sunday, Commanders-Eagles. Talk about some other issues. Spencer Carberry will join us at 7, I believe.
Mm.
At 7 or 9:25, Drabby?
He's at 9:25 today because they got in late last night.
9:25. All right, game. So he's in the 9 o'clock hour. They lost to the Blackhawks last night, blew a two-goal lead, so he's not going to be very happy. And we'll talk to Mayor Bowser, D.C. Mayor. There's some developments with the whole RFK site. We'll get into that. Speaking of the Commanders, their game against the Falcons got a little bit more interesting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of reasons. One, the Falcons head coach Raheem Morris decided enough's enough with Kirk Cousins. He's been so bad the last 5 or 6 weeks, and they're in must-win mode. He's got one passing touchdown and 9 picks in the last 5 games.
Very weird.
And they did beat the awful Raiders on Monday, but he didn't play great, and the Falcons' offense wasn't great. They win 15-9, and they've got the dreadful Giants coming up on Sunday, another must-win if they want to stay in the playoff hunt. So anyway, they've decided we're going to move on from Kirk Cousins. It might be the last you've seen of Kirk Cousins as a Falcon, mm-hmm. or certainly as a starter. They're going to go to Michael Penix, the rookie who they drafted number 8 overall. And Penix and Cousins are actually pretty good friends. They ride together to the airport for road games. They live on the same street, so they hang out all the time. But Penix is going to take Cousins' spot. I don't think anybody's surprised by it.
A little bit, just because they committed so much money to him.
That part, yes, but the fact that he's been so bad the last 5 games, they've got to make a move.
I guess it's a lot of pressure on Penix. I like Penix. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. I hope he could come through. I'm glad he's been able to wait at least 14, 15 weeks, because I always think these quarterbacks are just thrown to the wolves too soon.
Yep.
But I root for him. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of pressure they're putting on him, and you know, they're right there in the hunt.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. Maybe he'll give him a spark. It's just weird how Kirk just kind of just fell apart.
Yeah, I wonder if the Achilles weird. Thing is just finally biting him in the ass, and he's just not the same guy. He can't move around the same. This is his worst year of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah,
and it's not like he's throwing a ton of touchdowns either. He's just been bad. So I'm just wondering what's going on. Is it a physical thing? I can't imagine it's a mental thing. Maybe his confidence is shot, but I mean, he knows how to play quarterback. He's got really good weapons.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
He just hasn't been able to move the team down the field.
I know confidence can be a big thing, and you lose a little of your swagger, but who knows? I have no idea. It's not like I'm watching him every week.
He doesn't have any zip on his balls anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if that's
it. It's just falling off. I mean, similar to what happened to Matt Ryan, I think. Sometimes these guys reach a certain age, and injuries probably has a lot to do with it. Maybe he's not trusting his body like he used to, but he's got a noodle arm now, and he makes bad decisions. That's a bad combination.
Yeah,
and losing Kevin O'Connell can't help.
Well, it's true.
It's true, but he didn't have O'Connell everywhere. But yeah, I mean, certainly, I think O'Connell would do better with him.
I mean, it seems like he's had a lot of help in terms of coaching along the way, and maybe he's just not clicking with what he has
Who
now.
Who is their OC?
Zach Robinson.
Who is it? Zach Robinson?
Came from the Rams.
I don't know.
He's in the
deal.
McVay tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe he was the Rams OC. Was it 2 years ago?
I believe it was two or 3 years ago, yeah.
It's wild because, you know, Kirk's basically been a pretty freaking good NFL quarterback throughout his career. And to see him kind of come crash and burn like that kind of so quickly, it's really weird. But
yeah, I mean, he's been a guy who's been throwing 30-plus touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then last year he gets hurt. He was having a good year, too.
Yeah.
And then he's out, and he's tore his Achilles, and he's comes to Atlanta, and they give him a huge deal, $100 million guaranteed out of the $160 million. They're going to pay him $63 million. He's making $63 million this year.
Yeah, but I thought I read somewhere where could they cut him next year? It was like...
I think most
cost him like $27 million or something. Like,
yeah, I think
relatively cheap.
I think most of it, if not all of it, comes off the books in year 26.
Yeah,
that's what I read.
Yeah. You got $90 million the first 2 years.
Yeah. So they can move on. And
so 63 this year, 27 next year, and then they could be off the hook, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him. That dude's made about $400 million in his career or whatever it is. Unbelievable.
He's killed it. But he's just not the same guy. So they're moving on. They're going to go to Penix. And, you know, they got the Giants this week. They're 7-7. They got the Giants this week. And
might as well do it against the Giants, right?
Yeah, it's probably a good good team to prepare for, right? I mean, they're 2-12.
Do it against the Giants. Get them a little confidence. And then it'd be a massive game with Washington.
Which has been flexed.
Sunday night.
It'll be the Sunday night national TV game.
Which, you know, is cool to get your team in the spotlight, but it sucks because you got to wait till 8:30, whatever, for kickoff, and we're going to be up till midnight. I mean, Jason will get up at 3 and do some bizarre, like watch the game and fast forward. But most of us will stay up, watch it, and it's just going to be an awful Monday.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be a huge game, especially if Atlanta beats the Giants. And who knows? I mean, it's a huge unknown. They're unpredictable now. We don't know how Penix is going to play. He might provide a huge spark and they could score a bunch of points, or he might just look like an exposed rookie and turn out to be a bad decision.
I doubt he's going to just hit the ground running and be balling. I doubt it. I hope he does well, but, you know, he's going to make mistakes and he's going to get acclimated to the speed and everything. So there'll be a learning curve, no matter how good he is.
Well, you hope he does well maybe this week, but you don't hope he does well
next
week.
No, but at the end of the day, I do root for him. I liked him coming out of college. Whatever.
But it's just very interesting because, you know, we heard the rumors that Cousins was going to be replaced, you know, after the third consecutive bad game. And then after the fourth game, Raheem Morris came out and said, nope, he's our guy. We're going to stick with him. And then, you know, on Monday night, they win, but it doesn't look great. So they had to make the decision, I guess.
Well, first things first, we got to tackle the Eagles this week. And, you know, I was listening to Kimes' podcast this morning with Sam Fortier and just trying to get worked up for this matchup. And I don't know. I was getting a little hopeful just thinking about the addition of Lattimore now and how that kind of does change the equation a little bit. Also, I think it was Sam that brought up the point that the first time we played them, Jaden was still kind of struggling with his ribs issues, whatever was going on. So this will be interesting to just see how they perform against a team that ESPN, you know, as of yesterday, had them as the number one power-ranked team in the NFL. So it's certainly a worthy competitor. I think they had us at 10. Which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I mean, I would still, if you put a gun to my head, I would still bet the Eagles. But I get a little bit more optimistic as we get closer, which is what I tend to do.
Yeah,
try to figure out scenarios where we can pull this out.
But would be a huge win.
But having Lattimore there, you know, if he could just kind of like really, really neutralize AJ Brown, even though he didn't kill us last time. He killed us a year ago. And then you can focus a little bit more of your attention on Barkley.
Right.
And, you know, try to contain Jalen.
You just have to keep the ball away from them. But defensively, Philly's been so good. It's not like they're just, and teams are just driving up and down the field on them. They're just not allowing a lot of points.
Right. And it certainly, you know.
That's how good they've been playing.
I don't think that we still have an update yet on Ertz and Chin.
Right.
I think you need both those guys.
Need them. I would be surprised if both of them are set to go, but I could be wrong.
Seemed like Chin was feeling better than Ertz after the game, but who knows? Those things can change dramatically, you know, in 24, 48 hours. You know, Chin could take a turn for the worse, and Ertz could be doing better. Who knows?
Yeah.
Strange how those things heal.
But if the Falcons beat the Giants and then they're 8-7, and let's just say Washington loses to Philly, and they're 9-6, well, that game is just massive.
No, massive.
It's just massive.
Massive game.
Because then it becomes a tiebreaker game, and Atlanta would just be moved into that seventh spot.
Yeah, no, it's massive. You want to get to a point where you have a choice of what you want to do against Dallas. You know. I think maybe the move would be, if they beat Atlanta, would be to maybe play the guys a half. I don't know.
If it didn't matter, yeah.
I don't know if you want to take the thing completely off because they haven't played so well after layoff.
Because I think Tampa is going to end up winning the NFC South. They do have a tough game this weekend in Dallas, but they've been scoring so many points. I don't think Dallas can keep up. And then they get the Panthers and Saints at home.
Right.
Now maybe Carr comes back and plays in that game. I don't know. I would just shut it down if I was the Saints. But to have those games at home is huge. So I think that even if they go 2-1, Atlanta did sweep them in the regular season, I'm pretty sure. So they got the tiebreaker there, but I would think that they're going to win the division.
So
that Atlanta Washington game would be for a wild card.
So last night I happened to get home, I don't know, 5:36 whatever, and then I finally turned on I didn't turn it on right away. I turned it on when they were, I don't know, 8 or 9. The Scheffler,
I completely McElroy. Slept on that. Yeah, slept on it.
Dude, it was really weird. They always do it at Shadow Creek. And so the first few holes are like, you know, they have daylight or whatever. And then the lights come on. And it's kind of cool. But I don't know, Valdez, I'm sure you were watching some because you texted me. It seemed like the guys weren't super into it, at least the part that I was watching. They looked like they were cold. They were freezing their asses off. Bryson kept putting on this big parka.
Especially when the sun went down.
Yeah, when the sun went down, they
had. You know how some people have their propane heaters in their carts sit in the cup holders.
Yeah.
They were riding around in carts with the propane heaters.
What was the temperature? once the sun went
out? I don't know, but it was 63 when like the sun was out and okay. and
probably went down to the 40s.
Holes, first couple holes.
Bryson was wearing something you'd see on an NFL sideline in like January.
Yeah. And I think he had hand warmers as well.
Yeah, and they had their heaters in the carts. They just looked miserable, and somebody was kind of
It was awful. It was the death knell of this match.
You think
so? No one cared.
Yeah.
There was no smack talk. There's no talk on some of the holes.
I know they were talking. They were entertaining.
The only redeeming quality of this match was Charles Barkley was he was awesome.
Was he?
He was carrying it.
He was carrying the entire broadcast. He was funny. He was engaging. He was asking, you know, questions that you know, a mediocre golfer would have. He was joning. He was the highlight of the entire thing.
Hmm.
And whatever he got paid, I know the people split $10 million in crypto cash or whatever. Hmm. Whatever the sponsorship was for it,
mm-hmm.
they should give half of that to Charles because he carried the entire thing.
And I usually don't really like all this Charles Barkley stuff, you know, with the golf. But I agree. I think he was the most entertaining part. I mean, Brooks couldn't have looked more disinterested. Rory was barely locked in. Bryson's usually very entertaining. He was pretty mute.
Was he?
Yeah. And
I think it's because Bryson was getting his ass kicked. Maybe. Like he just didn't really...
So was this an 18-hole match?
It was. There was three six matches in it. So they did
six hole match.
So they did a best ball, alt shot, and then singles.
Gotcha.
So basically the Ryder Cup formats, but in six different matches.
Right.
I think it took 11 holes for Bryson and Brooks to win a hole. I mean, they were just struggling.
They just smoked them.
And so I had it on, but I just could not believe how non-entertaining it was. And they actually weren't playing great golf either. They're missing a ton of putts. The greens were hard as a rock. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a little disappointing. Valdez might be right. It might be the death knell of that bit. We'll see. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know how you can rig it up so it's more interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what else you can do. I mean, you got the biggest names in golf.
They do, but like Scottie Scheffler's not that entertaining. Like he's a great golfer. But his personality is kind of boring.
Well, also, he's entertaining just because he's so good.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. A lot of these guys are very guarded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're personal. Like, everything's personal to them. Even the Netflix series, it took a lot for people like Scottie to get out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're playing with, like, an earpiece in. You're kind of expecting them to be chatty. They're not chatty.
They were getting in their carts, and there was no talk.
No talk.
No conversation.
They couldn't wait for this thing to be over with.
It looked like they were miserable. I mean, when, you know, I usually walk these days, but if I'm in a cart with my partner, usually after every hole, you sit there and you kind of BS a little bit. You might even just lament what happened on the hole, but at least there's some conversation.
And even the conversation they had back in the booth were one-word answers. They're asking Rory, like, hey, what's in his, like, water bottle
his
that he
creatine.
Keeps... Yeah, that like, he keeps shaking up. Like, they're trying to prod him for some sort of conversation or information, and they're just giving him nothing.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked
and then,
by it.
Yeah, and it was almost like Barkley recognized what was going on, and then he turned into performer mode.
Right. He just felt like he had to carry it.
And I thought he did.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good job. And I usually don't like all that sticky stuff during the golf, but whatever.
Well, I mean, look, they're not actors. They're not comedians.
They're not
performers. They're just dudes playing golf.
They are. But Bryson has a lot of personality.
That was very shocking to me. I actually thought Bryson was sick because it explains the massive puffy coat that he had on when it was 63 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It could explain a lot if he was sick. But I was very disappointed in Bryson's lack of interaction.
I went to the bed about the 14th hole.
Mm.
And I just like, screw this.
It was bad. I can't believe I wasted my time watching it.
I know.
Well, that's what happens.
But it's
December 18th.
It's primer because it is Tiger Week.
Uh-huh. It's Tiger Week. Tiger's going to play, I guess, in the PNC with Charlie. I think they go off first, right? They're on
no,
the first 10, hole.
10:44. On Saturday.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll coverage doesn't start until noon on Golf Channel.
All right, let's take a break. Lots to get into today. I already went through the guests. We'll be talking hockey with Coach Carbs. We'll be talking Commanders. We'll be talking RFK. A lot to get to today. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some of the sports page. Stay with us with the Junkies on.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A fan. You know, we can't hype up enough the holiday show, which is Friday.
It's going to be fun, man.
Sports bar at MGM. It's the first time we've done the holiday show out somewhere. In a long time, anyway. I can't remember if we ever did one out.
We've done them downstairs before.
Yeah. Outside of the studio.
I know that we've ever done one at another venue.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Going to be exciting.
But we need people to come out. I mean, it's open to the public. You can come out and hang out, and you can have cocktails, and you can gamble, and you can watch the show.
Don't forget, you can bring your gift for the Junks.
You definitely
what
do that.
What would you do for the Junks?
As long as it's not booze. You can't bring booze for the
Don't
Junks.
Don't bring booze, right.
That's cool.
Oh, and I had people in my DMs yesterday. People are excited, by the way. I think it's going to be awesome on Friday, so make sure you come out. People were wanting to bring us their junk.
What do you
gifts.
Mean? Like garbage?
Like their garbage memorabilia.
Like what?
I had one, some open Nats bobblehead.
No, we don't need a Nats bobblehead.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need any of that stuff.
I'll find the other one here.
What we need are drivers.
Oh, is
putters.
Grab is a good example. Something to bring to the show. I have a box of Nubs golf balls that have been laying around forever. Would you guys want those?
Not Nubbers.
Not Nubbers.
No. I'm overriding Valdez. No, we're not taking Nubs used golf balls or something somebody gave
no,
you.
No, but if it's like an old
used
box of Pro Vs that he hasn't opened up yet, we'll take that.
Okay, if they're Pro Vs.
All right, but they wouldn't consider Nubs. I mean, if they're...
Well, you know, maybe they're not golfers.
Yeah. Well...
What else? Like
whatever they bring, we'll look at it. If we like it, we'll keep it.
Hey, you know, a gift card. You get
we'll
like
donate
a,
it,
like a little $5 Starbucks gift card.
Yeah,
I know you're trying to shoot for the moon.
I'm shooting for bigger. I'm shooting for like, I don't know, the Palm gift card. Yeah, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, not $5.
It's free entertainment. It's like going on 30 years of free entertainment.
This is your way to thank the Junks all year long for their hard, dedicated work for entertaining
you.
I mean,
you should see me walk up the stairs here at you know 5 in the morning. I got barely any energy to get up the steps. My alarm goes off at 4:20. It's painful. But we do it for you. Now is your chance to give back.
And look, it's
show
your appreciation.
It's the Friday
jokes
before Christmas. I mean, most people are taking the entire week off next week, and you know, just take Friday off and just come down, hang out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Yeah, I would think.
I mean, I think a lot of people are taking off.
I think we'll have a good time. And I had buddies already trying to get me to like play golf tomorrow, do some things. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. And then I remember, wait, I can't do that. You know, like. After the show,
well,
I'm
going
pretty
to
much be in game mode. Well, I might have to do a couple of errands first, but then I'm going to go over. Yeah, and then we'll be at the game. We got to figure out our meeting time again at Cap 1. No, we're just going to meet you guys at Cap 1 because you guys are going to do your pregame or whatever at RPM.
Well, you're both welcome to come to RPM.
We might. What time are you guys going to be there?
Like 4:45.
Wow.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to head on over around 6:30.
Now, is an RPM is walkable to the Cap? It's right
but
there?
Close. It's like a block and a half.
Mm. It's always been called RPM, or was it called something else?
Always RPM.
RPM. So you'll be over there at 4:30.
Yeah.
What time are you going to go over to MGM?
I don't know. I got
You got a couple things. I got a couple errands
I got to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going home.
Oh, okay. All right. I am going home.
You always go home. Even when you're flying out after the show, you always go home and pack or
something. Yeah, because I just
you don't
I got
like
to get organized.
The day before,
I got
to
get my head in the game.
But just pack the day before.
I'm not good at that.
All right.
I'm just not good at that. I like to go home, take a shower, pack up my stuff, get organized, and then get on the road.
All right.
And then I got to see, you know, how long it's going to take me to get to MGM. So how are we getting from MGM to, are we just going to Uber over there?
Yeah, we'll Uber over there. I don't know what else to do. I'm not getting on the Metro.
No.
Uber.
Yeah.
All right. And the game starts, the Wiz Hornets game starts, I'm guessing, starts at 7.
Tips at 7.
Yeah, but I think we should be there by 6.
6:15.
And just say, you know what? I think for the Wiz, it's not the Caesars Lounge. It's like that, they have that lounge there on the court level.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they call it.
Okay.
Etihad or whatever.
Right. All right, Matt, remind me of Friday's outline. Who's going to come out there? Who are we expecting? What kind of things are we doing?
The Junkies will be there. Come see the Junkies.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought we were maybe Smooty.
No, Sean Springs is coming.
No Smoot? You can't bring Smoot?
No, Smoot agreed a week ago, and then I checked back in yesterday.
And he backed out?
No, I haven't heard back. So he's always dicey. You never know. He could show up.
You never know him. All Who right. else? Yeah. That's it, pretty much.
The Junkies and alcohol and fun and reindeer games.
Any surprises?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
All right.
Just asking.
Drabby's on edge. He's always on edge.
No, I just.
He's always on edge.
I'm not on edge.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Don't want it to be. All right. We're here. What do you got for us?
Entertainment. Just asking.
You're the entertainment. Yeah, just remember that.
Well, everyone knows that, but, you know, you add a few pieces here and there, and it makes it even better to come out and
typically it's
watch
a
us.
Show that you guys push because you really like it, but it's a pain in your ass, right? No, it's a combo.
We got the roulette wheel. We got the pride. What would you do for the Junks? We got Kevin Davis.
Love What Would You Do for the Junks. God, I love that bit.
All right, so it's the holiday show tomorrow, Friday at MGM at the Sportsbook. Come on out. Take off work. Just come out.
Yeah, just hang.
We'll be hanging out.
I'm sure we'll have some D-gens out there.
Yeah. And, sure, and the night before, I don't know, Bickle and I might just go see a little bit of the Black Crowes.
That's true. We should at least sneak in. We should at least sneak in. I mean, you know, have the, one of the MGM guys get us in there.
Yeah, just, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what time they go on. Maybe 8, 8:30.
Might be later.
So we stay at the Wiz game for about a half, and then we head back over there.
Well, we'll see.
I'll play a few hands of blackjack.
Have you done the Hennessy Loft yet?
I've never been there.
Dude, it's cool. You're going to like it. There's reason to rush out of there. I mean, I was telling a buddy yesterday who had friends that had done it, and they said it's so bizarre because you're at an NBA game and people around you are like eating hot dogs and stuff, and you're eating like
filet.
Like you're at the Palm. Yeah,
right.
It's like it's crazy.
Well, I'm not going to rush out of there, but anytime I'm in a casino, I'm just I'm addicted to the blackjack table.
So are going to get after it.
Oh yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't be in a casino and not gamble. I mean, I have to.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a casino and not gambled.
I've done it a million times.
I know. You just don't care.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
But I'm just going to, I don't want to rush out of the Hennessy Loft, but I want to go back.
What are you going to do, Valdez? Are you going to actually even step foot in the MGM?
Yeah.
Well, you are? Okay. So are you going to gamble? Are you going to play a little, what's your game, craps?
I like playing craps.
I know to play poker, but you're not going to do it on a day like that.
I might put some bets in at the sports book. It is Thursday night football.
Oh, okay.
So right. Maybe go sweat
Broncos
something.
Broncos Chargers.
Maybe go sweat something at the sports book.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna feel it when I get back.
Right. All right.
I know when I'm there, like before we leave to go to RPM and the game and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably put some stuff in. And then that way I'll be able to come back. And if I just want to go chill and sweat it, I can go do that. If I want to go to a table, I can go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go play some craps with Mar.
Oh, Mike Mar is going to be there.
Mar, what's your poison? What do you like to do when you go?
He's a blackjack guy.
Yeah, blackjack guy? Craps. I'm debating. I might pack tonight and then just go straight from the hotel or from here to the hotel tomorrow, get the early check-in. And then kind of just hang around there for a couple hours.
That's what I like to do. But I got a couple errands I got to do. But, yeah, that's what I like to do typically.
Mm. All right, so the holiday show is on Friday. Hey, real quick before we go to break, we kind of talked about it. The Falcons have moved on from Kirk Cousins. Michael Penix will be their starting quarterback this week against the Giants. The Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 Monday night to snap a four-game losing streak. But Cousins was 11-for-17, 112 yards. Had a touchdown, but also another pick. He's got 9 picks and 1 touchdown pass in his last 5 games.
That's so bizarre.
And the Falcons didn't run a first down passing play the entire first half on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that's happened in his 13-year career. Think about that. Didn't throw a ball on first down the entire first half. All they did was run. They got no confidence in the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're moving on to Michael Penix, which is interesting because who do the Falcons play in a week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders. And if the Falcons beat the Giants to move to 8-7 and Washington loses to the Eagles to fall to 9-7, it's going to be a huge game
It's been flexed. I like Penix. And I think he's going to be a solid player. I think he's got a great shot at being a solid player. I still think I'd rather face him than even a struggling Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know Cousins, what he's capable of at the pro level, say if he's having a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could really hurt you. So, I don't know.
You just don't know what to expect.
But you don't know what to expect. Ben Penix could light us up and kill us.
Yep.
Certainly possible. But I think I'd rather face a guy in his second NFL start than a guy like Kirk, even though, you know, maybe he has...
On the road, too. I mean, Penix will be on the road in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, the weather on Sunday, it's going to be very cold here in Washington for the Eagles-Commanders game.
What are they saying?
Their temps are going to be in the low 30s. Highs, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to be raining or snowing, but it's going to be cold.
Dude, yesterday was spectacular. It was a spectacular day.
It started out a little bit dicey because it was still kind of spitting a little bit, and it was chillier, but then it got into the mid-60s.
Yeah, it was really nice. We've been just, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Here we are in late December, and it was like mid-60s and awesome.
Yeah, I know. You took advantage of it.
You
played golf. I went out and shopped in Leesburg and spent way too much money.
Did you? Did you get all your gifts? Are you straight?
I think I got everything, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm an impulse shopper. I go into a store, and it's not like I go store to store to store and get the cheapest thing. If I see something, I just buy it because I don't like to...
You don't want to go back.
I don't like to walk down the street to go to 12 stores. Yeah. I just want to get it done. All right, 800-636-1067. When we come back, it's Game Show Wednesday. Stay with us. All right, it's Game Show Wednesday. Give us a call right now, 800-636-1067. We're going to play Junkie's Password. And it's also Wizards Wednesday. We're going to give away tickets to the Wizards game, which is Saturday, December 28th against the Knicks. For the official Wizards schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. So that's what we're giving away first. Got a few other tickets to give away as well, but give us a call now, 800-636-1067. We'll play Junkie's Password. You can choose me as a partner. You can choose Mr. Bickle. You can choose Matt Valdez. You can choose Drabby. Oh. You can even choose Mike Moore.
Mike Marr?
Yeah, you can choose any of the five.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you guys in there.
All right, by the way,
include you.
While people are calling in, all right, 800-636-1067 for the game, I just wanted to mention a couple of things I did see. Did you see, we always question whether or not the parents recognized that Mangione kid.
Okay.
And supposedly the mom claims that she didn't necessarily think that was her son, but when questioned about it, because apparently a San Francisco police officer thought that could be Mangione because he had somehow was aware of him from living out there.
Right.
And
I did not see that.
Yeah. He called the parents or whatever, called the mom, spoke to the mom, and she said she didn't necessarily know if that was him in the picture, but she did say she could see him maybe doing that. Like he had those kind of extreme beliefs.
Right.
That she could see him maybe, because she had lost contact with him since July 1st.
Right, he just kind of flipped.
Right, and where are we now? We're like...
It's December 18th.
Mid-December, I mean, and a kid
6 months
disappeared. So yeah. We wondered, like, would the parents, would they turn him in? Would they? Now, she claims she didn't recognize him.
What was he doing for money? Was he working?
He was supposedly working someplace, but then they said he had gotten let go. She thought he was working at, I don't know, True Car or something, whatever that is.
Okay.
An online automotive marketplace.
Okay.
But she didn't know.
And
he
that was out west?
He had been laid off the year before.
Okay.
So she didn't really know what he was doing.
Gotcha.
It's so weird when you just like lose track of your son, especially when you're such a successful family.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
It is.
And then did you hear about
the whole situation's wild.
Did you hear about, I know people
it's
are calling
sad
in.
Too.
Did you hear about the CBS news anchor who died at 28 with a brain aneurysm?
Out in Arizona, right?
Yeah, brutal.
I know, it's horrible. She's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful 20, girl.
28 years old.
And it just, I think, we don't really know what you know, ended up killing our friend Dave.
Yeah.
I think he had a brain aneurysm.
Could have been.
Yeah. All right. You want to play the game?
Yeah, let's go to... Now, we got to get two callers, right?
We got
two players.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
Ryan.
What's up, EB?
How are you, pal? Right, who do you want to work with?
Who are you choosing?
Lurch.
All right, you got Lurch.
Right.
And let me put you on. Let me see. Locke. And let's go to Kevin. Kevin, who do you want to work with? You don't have to pick me. You can pick Valdez, Drabby, or Mike Marr.
Let's go with you, EB.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's the...
I got you. Give you my best shot.
Here's the first.
Which one are you doing?
Password.
You're not doing any of these.
No, we'll do them. We'll do them after this.
All right, you go first.
All right, so we got Ryan and Kevin, correct?
Yeah, you got Ryan.
All right, Ryan, ready?
Yes.
Oh, this cut probably a two cluer. All right.
I think you can get it one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go, Ryan. Norfolk State.
Michael Vick.
Very good. Very good, Ryan.
Good job. Sorry, Kev.
Excelente. You have won two tickets to the Wizards playing the Knicks on Saturday, December 28th. For the official Wizards schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com.
All right. Yeah, so Michael Vick, I guess yesterday, informed the Sacramento State people that he was going to stay closer to home, and it looks like he's got an agreement to coach at Norfolk State. Do you think Deion's success is making these schools – maybe grasp at players that don't have a lot of coaching experience to see if they can find that same magic formula? I don't know.
Possibly. I mean, Norfolk State hasn't been to the, you know, they're an FCS team. They're not an FBS team. They're in a MEAC. So they play teams like Howard and Delaware State and South Carolina State. But
yeah,
I mean, they haven't been to the playoffs, I believe, since like 2011.
Got nothing 2012, to lose.
Right? And they just fired their coach and they won three or four games last year. So who knows? I mean, he's never coached before.
What a turnaround by Mike Vick
to go from enemy number one a decade plus ago to now, you know, on TV.
Going, doing Fox.
Head coach of the Division One football program.
Yep.
Good for him.
All right.
All right, let's go to, we got more, right? Let's
go to
Chad. Chad, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. Who do you want to work with?
I got Valdez.
You got Valdez. All right, Valdez, you're in the mix.
All right, Chad, you're my guy.
All right, and let's go to George. George, you could pick Lurch, Drabby,
Bickle,
Mike Marr. I suppose you could pick me.
We'll go with Drab.
Drabby. All right, tell Drabby he's got to hang up.
All right, who's it? It's George?
George, yeah.
All right, Chad and George. All right.
Hold on, which one is it?
George has Drabby, you have Chad. All right, yeah, you got to tell him what word.
All right, there you go.
All right, you got it, Drabby? All right.
Who goes first?
You, Valdez.
All right, Chad, I think you're going to get this, okay? Just listen to how I say it.
You're talking bored.
All right.
Kevin!
That's a good clue.
That's a great clue.
Thank you.
All right. I hear you.
All right. One more time. You didn't hear me. All right. Listen to how I say it.
Kevin! I have no idea. All right. He doesn't know. Let's go to George.
No,
Drabby for you. Second clue.
All right. George, remember the first clue? Second clue is McAllister.
Ooh. Deuce McAllister?
No.
All Deuce right. McAllister.
I got the wrong partner here. Does anybody have the buzzer right, or the Cakes have the cakes buzzer?
All right. So the first clue, Chad, was Kevin.
Yeah.
The second clue was McAllister.
I gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
The third clue, Wet Bandits.
Home Alone.
You got it.
Very
Home Alone.
Good. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Good job,
Big
Chad.
Dumb.
Chad, you have won two tickets to go see Toto and Christopher Cross, also Men at Work. That will be Wednesday, August 13th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events.
My buddy keeps telling me there's a Yacht Rock documentary that we have to watch.
On Netflix?
I'm not sure where it is. I think he's told me before, and I'm always say, oh, yeah, I want to do it 100%. But he said, make sure you tell Lurch. No, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's called Music Box Yacht Rock, a documentary.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Yeah, all right.
That's something you can watch over the holidays. All right, did we give away all the prizes, or do we have more tickets?
You want to do one more?
We have one more? Oh, we have one more. Okay.
All right, we got one more. All right.
All right. Let me see. We got Philip. We still need one more contestant, I think. Let's go, Philip. Philip. Hey, buddy. Who do you want to work with?
Let's go with EB.
All right. I got you. And let's go to Raymond. Hey, Raymond.
What's up, guys?
Who do you want to work with?
Give me JP.
JP's not here.
No, you can
you pick Lurch, Valdez, Drabby, or Mike Moore.
Valdez, Drabby, Mike Moore.
Give me Valdez.
Valdez. All right. You're a hot commodity,
right,
Valdez.
Yeah, everybody wants me. All right.
You have Raymond. I have Philip.
All right. So it's Philip and Raymond. All right. Here you go.
Are you picking one that they already wrote, or are you just doing your own? Which? Let me see.
All right. Who goes first?
Can you read that?
Yes.
Okay.
You.
You can go first.
All right. Your first clue, Raymond. Crypto.
You said Tristo?
Crypto.
Crypto.
Crypto?
Crypto. You ever heard of cryptocurrency?
Yes, cryptocurrency. Crypto.
Oh, crypto. Okay. Bitcoin.
No. No, oh, you misread his. You thought he said he misread the password. No, I'm gonna give you another shot.
You guys wrote
it. Hold on.
You guys wrote him down.
Oh, I thought you did your own.
I circled.
Oh, okay.
He's got Nubs eyes.
I do have Nubs eyes.
All right, go ahead. I'm gonna give you a redo.
All right, sorry.
It's not.
All right, forget about the crypto.
Yeah, I misread Jason's handwriting.
All right. Here we go. Brand new clue.
Reindeer.
I was going to say, I didn't understand the crypto.
Santa Claus?
All right, Mr. Bickle, no. Yeah,
not I mean, Santa I Claus.
I. That's my only clue. What did he say, Santa Claus? Okay, Rudolph.
Rudolph.
He doesn't know.
All right, he's not going to get it.
No idea.
All right, your third clue. I mean, I don't know what else you could say for that.
Could use like a football record.
I don't.
Quarterback sack.
Quarterback sack. Reindeer. Rudolph. Mason Rudolph.
Mason. No.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad guess.
That wasn't horrible.
It's not a horrible clue, but you got to really be. You got to be locked in.
Yeah, that wasn't horrible. All right, so back to
I got Philip.
Philip, all right, back to Philip.
I got Nelson.
Don't you know any?
I don't know.
Donner.
Yeah, there you go.
There's your clue, Donner.
There you go, Donner.
Blitzen.
Yes, it's
Big
Blitzen.
Fat winner.
What is
there
it,
you
from
go.
A song or something?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I know. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Right, go ahead.
And if you ever saw it, someone would even say, hey, go all of the other reindeer.
Right. And what does it say, Blitzen?
Well, everyone knows on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner. And
so it's Blitzen's right after Donner. That's why I said.
I wouldn't get that.
Yeah. Anyway, good job. You have won a pair of tickets to the Where the Party tour featuring Nelly, the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri, a bunch of people. It's July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale Friday. It would be Friday, 10 a.m. this Friday. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events. All right, good job. We gave away a bunch of tickets there. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend Rick Snyder, so stay with us.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.